Okay, I think I'll just go over some points I found. Just go over some points I found interesting about Vestas and about Hefsek Taira, Shivan Hakiyam. I don't think we'll get to preparation for mikvah, and certainly not the tefillah itself, which is really not so nageya. I mean, sometimes a woman asks her husband, I guess, she calls the Rav about chatzitzos and things. By the way, I had an interesting case. There's someone in the shul, someone in the shul has a vest kavua. A haflog of 28 days. I don't want to say why it came up. She asked me a shaila, and I'm not going to say why, because it would be even though there's a lot of women in the shul, but still I don't want to even give the slightest hint of who it might be. Not because it's not nice. Not nice. So, but it was a question of if she has to keep it in a certain circumstance. So in asking me the question, she mentioned it's a vest kavua, because there was a difference in halacha, it's kavua, not kavua. So I thought, oh, someone has a vest kavua, haflag of 28 days. Okay, so just a few points. It's really a shtickle haphazard. I just kept notes of points that I think, you know, may be interesting. Okay, if it, a doubt, which happens a lot of time in the morning, a woman wakes up and she has dam. So you do the later thing the place can say, either because of Cheskos Taira, or maybe because of Ein Sofik Moitzi Midei Vadai. Also, it depends what time and how late it is. And again, you always have to keep the Arzarua in mind. So it's, so, you know, even if you go with the later one, but if you keep the Arzarua, so you're covered from the earlier one also. Why are you looking puzzled? Those are rules. 12 hours is the previous owner too. Are you puzzled?
No,
it's you're puzzled. Look, I'm sorry.
Going by the later one is not necessarily my machzor.
No, it's not at all.
Oh, I
said no. Adrabah, I'm saying you can end up being machmir anyway if you do the Zerua. So you're being chayish for the shikdos. They have to be chayish for the earlier one. That's all I meant.
Right,
and to do the Zerua of the earlier one, that. Because no, anyway, we take on as a chumrah. We drop the Zerua when it gets burdensome. I mean, it's up to the Rav, the Paisik, to decide when. And not everybody even knows the Zerua. That's one of those things that, you know, you don't exactly take a survey. I do know that Bnei Yeshiva will keep the Zerua, but the Zerua is dispensed with, I don't know what word to use, the Zerua is pushed aside. Poskim nowadays are very, very solicitous very solicitous of making difficulties for the husband and wife. I think because there's a lot of distractions out there. I really think so. So they're very like, okay, we won't do Nar Zerua, we won't do day number 31. We won't, you know. But you have to be careful. Day number 31 is sometimes the Yom HaChodesh. So you always have to be very careful about that. Okay, after the Yom HaVest, there's no limitations. The poskim recommend a bedika before Tashmish, lo bifnei Habaal. What I do and what I think others do is they make a surface wipe for Tashmish. And again, a woman knows her body and she sort of, you know, she, again, the women are very nervous, and sometimes shalom kadit. You don't have to be so nervous, but you know, they have to. If they describe to the Rav what they're feeling, then the Rav will tell them what to do. If they have to make a bedika, or maybe a surface wipe, or maybe nothing, like you see, the makbid should be shalom b'snei habal, because it would be pretty terrible if he. It's not good. You see that in the Gemara also, a hakpada, that the Baal shouldn't think that she thinks maybe she might become tamei. Like, we don't want that to be. Okay, let's remember that in a vest kavua, you always have to ask her if she made a bedika on the Yom HaVest. Haphazard halachas. And if she doesn't make a bedika, she's usur until she makes one. And in ain't a kavua, you don't have to ask her if she's awake and she's aware. And also with the Abed, you don't have to, you know, you can get away without a bedika if you forget. Okay.
Does that mean even before Tashmish, you wouldn't require a bedika?
Ain't a bedika?
In a kavua.
if she forgot to do it and the day passed and she didn't see, it's not necessary to make a bedika. We're talking about if she didn't see. You know, nowadays, women, in the olden days, when a lot of these halachas were said, women wear very loose underwear. And the dam could get lost. Like now, I believe the underwear is like much tighter. It's not a bedika, chas v'shalom. It doesn't take the place of a bedika. But it's hard to see dam without seeing dam. Like, you know, the chashash always that there's dam and you didn't notice it. It's when the undergarments were more like billowing, sort of. Okay. If you see earlier than expected, these are assorted halachas, no special order, no special rhyme or reason to them. Just what I wanted to go over on this last week of the official show of him. You have to give another chabura to close the show of him. Okay, if she sees earlier than expected, so, okay, let's say she had a kavua of 32, and then she sees on day 18, so she has to count 32 from day 18, from the last riyah. You don't count from the last anticipated vest, you count from the last riyah. So if it's kavua, you will now count 32 from 18, and if she had an ena kavua, she'll count 18 from 18. But the larger one is not nekar. That's what most poskim say. If you see a smaller hafloga, then the larger one is not ne'ekar through that, and you have to mark that down on the calendar to be cheshish still for the larger hafloga. Okay, if the Vesta Chodesh comes out, if it comes out where you have to be cheshish, she sees the 30th of the month. So what is the chashash now? Obviously, you have to be cheshish for hafloga. But what's the chashash of the Vesta Chodesh? What is day 30 of the month? So some say it's a vest. Again, with vest, I don't mean a vest kavua. I mean every vest she'ena kavua yechayishes that she is in the process of establishing a vest kavua. That's the pshat in vest she'ena kavua. So, what's the vest of Yom HaChodesh if it's day 30? So, some say it's, well, there's different shittas. It's like a problematic day. Is it a vest for the last day of the month? Or is it a vest for a Chodesh? But we paskalamize it's a vest for day 30. And the next month, so you'll keep the 29th of the next month, because that's on a Beinonis. Right? And then you'll keep the following month, the 30th. No, we paskalamize it's a vest for day 30.
But you won't. It's not the day after 29th.
Right, right. Okay, and if she has a vest on Rosh Chodesh, so many hold that that she has a vest kavua for Rosh Chodesh. So if you see Aleph Sivan, it goes this way too. If she sees Aleph Sivan and Lamed Nisan and Aleph Iyar, I guess, yeah. So it's a vest for Rosh Chodesh. And you have to be chayshu for both days of Chodesh. Okay. Ona Beinonis has a din of a vest kavua. Always 30 days from the last Riyah. Yeah. 30, 31, we talked about really already. Now some say that Ona Beinonis is 24 hours. But you always have the Or Zerua, meaning sundown to sundown. Some say Ona Beinonis is sundown to sundown. Many say no, it's a regular, if it's day, day, if it's night, night. And so, again, a lot of these shilas are barely no geya, because of chibuk v'nishik is mutter, so then, and then tashmish, you don't do biyom, but pashtus. So, you know, it's a lot of times it's not no geya, these shilas, if it's a day, and you're going to keep those ruah anyway. So, okay. It's not that rare that Leil Tevila comes out in Ona Beinonis. So you should ask a Shaila. Ask a Shaila. The Rav knows how to deal with these questions. Okay. A Vest Kavua for 32, let's say. So there's no Ona Beinonis. In other words, if you have a Vest Kavua, you don't have to keep the Ona Beinonis if it's more. If a Ves Kavua is less than 30, then many say you have to keep Dona Beninus of 30. But like then I would say, so you don't have to keep 31 also. I was a little surprised about this. I guess I was Makel, and it's only Rav Moshe that's Makel. In preparing for the shiur, I saw, I don't know why, I never noticed it before. Shouldn't admit it. Many a machmir, you kaveya a vest for no less than 30. Right? A woman sees, she doesn't have a vest kavua, but apparently she never sees less than 30 days. So is, does she, so you have to keep her in the bainimus, that's the question. She never sees less than 31 days. She doesn't see 31, and she's 32, 35. Is she kaveya vest for not less and not have to keep bona bane in this? Many poskim say she has to keep bona bane in this. I was a little surprised. I guess I always like had their moisha in mind. Their moisha is, you know, it's called a kaveya's vest for not less than, and you do not have to keep bona bane in this. But many poskim say you do. The rationale being that if she, as long as a woman is not, it's conceptually important. As long as a woman is not kaveya vest, so she could see at any time, really. So you have to keep on the bainimus. I don't mean she could see at any time, you have to be chayshish every day. But, so the bainimus is something you have to watch out for. There's no kaveya vest. So she could see on the bainimus, just like any woman could see on the bainimus. Okay?
And Ramosh would say,
Ramosh is Makel. There is such a thing. You don't have to keep on debating this. Yeah, he would say it's a chazaka, but there is a chazaka for no less than. Many postmen don't hold like that.
Is it only 30 because that's
a round number? I've always passed on the conversion. You know? What?
Is it 30 because that's a round number?
No, in abandon this.
What's no less than?
It could be 35 also. It depends on
that. She sees on 32, 35, 36, 38. So she is being kovea vest for no less than 32. So you don't have to keep on the bainanis. Notice there's a kvias vest that's oiker of the vest of ein abainanis. Ein abainanis has a din of a vest kavua. But that's nekar with three times. So if she sees three times 32, 33, 34. Look, if she's conveying a vest for 32, then it's not a shayla, then everybody's moida. She doesn't have to keep her in the bain in this anymore. There's a kvias vest for 32. I'm talking about if she's not conveying a vest, 32, 34, 36, 33. I only said three times is what you need. Okay? That's time for. This aguf is a tough call. And women have to be, maybe, my experience is that women have to be more sensitive to it. Because they usually, this here's how the phone call goes, or the email. They start off with a shayla of spotting before the riyah. So we said you go with the riyah, especially if there's a hefsek of a day between the spotting and the riyah. And then I say, are you sure the spotting is coming? Before you even have the shayla, you didn't show it to me. Because they don't show it to you, because a day later they saw Dom anyway. They don't show you, but then they want to know when the Kriyas Fest is from. So usually it's from the Riyah. But sometimes it could be from the spotting, but then and they didn't show it to you. Like they could have been spotting that's Tohar. But then I tell them that spotting, even if the Riyah is Tohar, could be a vest haguf. If there's a pattern, if a woman, if the truth is even once, I wouldn't be chayish that the spotting is a vest haguf for real. But if it happens twice, I would say maybe there's a pattern. But there has to be a pattern, meaning the same number of hours, like. It's the same. Like, she spots and she sees the next day, 24 hours later. If it's. A lot of times, you just. The Rav has to make a judgment call if it's haphazard or it's. If it's haphazard, there's not even a vest shayna kavua. a vest haguf of spotting, at least. There's other types of vest haguf. Cramps is also very, I don't know, the early days they always had cramps. When the women have, I'm like an old man already, the women have cramps before they see them. Is that still Motsui? Anybody want to answer? You don't have to answer about your wife. Answer me about women in general. Do women have cramps before they have the rear? Menstrual cramps. It's like a thing. Anyway, it could very well be a vest haguf. And it's very complicated halachas by the cramps, because if she sees the dam during the cramps or after the cramps, or how long the, like, it's very complicated halachas, but I don't think I've ever had a shiloh. Maybe the women are not. It seems to me, I'm not a big placer, but Davidovich gets like 10 times more shilohs than I do, because he's like the rub of the town more. And even Rav Barthel probably gets much more than I do. But it seems to me that women are not. I wonder if they even taught about vest haguf. Like, I don't know. So the Gemara talks about sneezing, which allergy season doesn't count. Sneezing or coughing. But the two things that really is the staining beforehand and the cramps. That's like much. Maybe it's not much, but it's certainly not rare. Sneezing, sneezing doesn't happen. So anyway, you have to be more sensitive. I think I've talked to college teachers. You have to be more sensitive to vest haguf. But it's true, though. It's more difficult to chap because it has to be a pattern. So, yeah, okay. What? Headache, it has to be an unusual headache, like a migraine-type headache. That's what the person say. Because it could be stomach headache. If a woman, it's true, if a woman never gets a headache, right? And now she gets one before the period, and there's a pattern, I always say wait twice. That's what I say. No, it's my chiddush. You don't have to be chiddush from once that she's establishing a pattern. Oh yeah, I had a headache 24 hours before the dam. But if it happens twice, then even before it becomes kavua, you have to be chayshish that you're in the process of establishing a vest haguf headache. But the posts say it has to be an unusual headache. But I guess if a woman never has headaches, like Baruch Hashem, and she has before the Riyah, then I guess there's no din in a migraine. Unusual. Not a din in a what?
Then it's unusual.
Yeah, it's not a din in a migraine. I just mean, because a lot of times, you get headaches. If she has kids, she's always walking around with a headache, Okay, and then we have to ask for silence. Okay, pills. I never got this so clear, so I'm going to probably read through my notes now. There's different types of hormonal pill treatments that women take. Some don't affect the cycle at all. Some bring on Re'iyah's dam when you stop it, or 2 days later, or 3 days later. And some, especially injections, brings on Riyas Dam. Okay. So let's say she's taking treatments that stops it. So what's with her Yom HaChodesh? In other words, can you what happens to the Vestas when she's taking different these pills? What happens to the Vestas? So here's the challenge. If you know that the Riyah is induced by pills, so she has to keep the next Yom HaVest if she doesn't take the pills anymore. And what about the day that she expects due to the pills? Does that have a din of a vest? That have a din of a, well, what's the din of that day that she expects? Medically speaking, things are happening to her body. So what does it do to the Yom HaVest? Whether it's Oikira Yom HaVest, if she doesn't see, but it's only because of the pills, or because of the pills she sees, and let's say she's taking pills and she knows she's not going to see Dam in the Yom HaVest, does she still have to keep it? So, if the pills cause a Riyas Dam, the post can say you don't have to and then she doesn't take the pills. So forget the Yom HaChodesh and the Haflaga, but you have to keep on abeining this. And really, that's very, to me, that's very, very logical. Because it's not, Yom HaChodesh or Haflaga says that the day is causative. And if the pill is causing it, so you can, but from the rhea of a pill, she could still have an erubaininess, because that's the normal cycle of a woman. Okay, to me it's very logical. Yeah, if the pill causes a rhea, when the pill is the seba for the rhea's dam, when the pill stops, yeah, so then you have to keep on erubaininess from the hafloga. Yeah. And the poskim recommend very highly, I think they have a mechayim, that when she stops the pill in such a case, when stopping the pill is going to cause a re-stop, she has to make a bedika. At least the next day, she should make a bedika. She shouldn't just assume she's still hard, she should make a bedika.
Even if you know that it's supposed to be 2 days later.
No. I did not mean that. Then she doesn't have to. Wait. No, I retract what I said. Yes, even if it's 2 days later. Even if it's normally 2 days later, she should make a bedika the next day. If she stops the pill, she should make a bedika the next day. And certainly she should make it 2 days later.
Does that 2 days later become some sort of miracle?
Wait, if she stops and she sees them the next day, right, and then she keeps taking the pills, that's also a pattern. That's also a vest of sorts. She should keep, if she keeps taking the pill, then she should keep 1 day after she stops the pill, or 2 days after she stops the pill. She should keep it as the Yom HaVest.
And you know, she doesn't have to keep the other vest?
If
the vest, the plug in the vest.
Right.
Even, like, if she takes the pill longer than she did the previous time, so that she's going past.
It's not an Akira, but she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to keep that from the yom that she saw down because she stopped the pill. Or the yom that she saw down because she took the pill. Or the injection. In other words, you can treat the pill, it can be removed from the chart, but it has its own pattern, except for onabaininess. That's really what it boils down to. You should always keep onabaininess from the Rias Dam, even if the Rias Dam was pill-induced. But, and you always have to worry about the pattern of the pill-induced rhea. If it comes because it stopped, then when she takes it again and she stops, she has to be chayshus for 2 days later, it becomes the Yom HaOna. First of all, they say you do. To me, it's very logical, because anytime a woman sees dam, no matter what the cause is, so in a chanami, she is not having a pattern of every 27 days, let's say, but ona benin is like the natural state of a woman. So whenever she sees dam, and then the lining of the uterus grows back or whatever happens, and then it sheds the lining, and then you know, so you don't have the same vest as, you know, 27 or 28, or, you know, because there was an unnatural re'iyah. So you don't know how long it'll take for the next Riyaz Dam to occur. But on a bananas, you have to keep. Oh, yeah, a vest kavua. What do you mean? And what's the interval between that? No, there's no vest kavua for.
He wants to apply a.
You always have also to keep on a bainanis from when she saw dam. The next month, she always have to say that 30 days after she sees dam, she's going to see dam again. That's not nekar by her taking pills and seeing dam 2 days after she. It'll be nekar if she's taking pills and she's not going to see dam.
Right.
That's not called an akira. That's called she doesn't have to be chayshish for the yang of vest if she's taking a pill that doesn't let her see dam.
Okay.
It's going to stop dam. I'm talking about.
You don't have to.
not if she's taking a pill that prevents Riyas Daf. And that's a maska. Everything I say is machlaikas. Okay, Muberis, right? So in the Gemara's times, if anybody doubts Nishtanu Ativiyim, you just have to see such Gemara. That she saw Dam for 3 months. She first stopped seeing Dam for 3 months. Now they stop seeing Dam right away. And so the question is, the halacha. So it's very, I was just talking to a woman about this who's pregnant. I said, you know, it's barely nokeya. Because you're always, if you're not seeing Dam, so the most you're going to have to keep, and it's not fair, is 1 day. Because the other guest kavua, I said, no. So I said, so you're right away you're going to pass the haflaga, you're going to pass the Yom HaChodesh. All that's going to... The only chumrah here is that 1 day of the Yom HaChodesh or the Haflaga, 2 days. But you're not going to have to do it for 3 months because it's always that guy. If you're not a vest kavua, so you would just like it because you're not going to see that. So you were like a vest. So like, you don't have to keep the Yom like for 3 months. You only have to keep it for 1 month, really, because it's going to be that guy. So they don't realize that. Okay, but there is a halachic legal issue if the halacha of waiting 3 months to not be chayshish. Again, it's not negeya, but it could be negeya because if she sees Dam, so yeah, or if she has a flog of 60 days, right, and she's 2 months pregnant, you know, so she has to be chayshish. So most poskim say the halacha does not change. Again, I just in Mekilin, you know, the Mekilin is machmirim. I say be machmir because it's barely no geya. So yeah, maybe for 1 day. Okay. Menekes is the other. Menekes also tano ativiyim, and she sees Dam. So after she sees Dam, when she's a Menekes, you know, so really for 24 months she's not supposed to see Dam, but she does. So she should keep on abandoning this and the last haflaga. Wait. Well, the question is, does she have to keep the haflaga from... So that's what if she had a vest kavua before she gave birth. Forget about the dam that comes out b'shas later. That's meaningless. That's nothing. That doesn't count. Now the question is, then she sees dam. So if she had a vest kavua before she gave birth... She goes back to the best kavur. She goes back to the best. She had the best kavur. This lady I spoke to, it's 28 days, so she now has to be chayshish for 28 days. But if she had the best she'ena kavur, then a lot of places can make her, but she doesn't have to. She just waits and sees what the first haflaga is going to be. She keeps on abandoning this, but that's all.
She doesn't
go back to the vest she'ena kavua that she had before childbirth. A lot of places go over. Okay.
She doesn't have like a 300-day.
No. Kissa, I never had this case where a woman lost her count. I think I did once. No, I did once. In my years here, I had one case where she lost. She didn't remember. So there's nothing to do. It's really, you have to be machmir. So sometimes she remembers the day. She doesn't remember the haflaga. She doesn't remember the day. Kissa, you have to ask a shayla. Shichas HaKever, you know about... Baruch Hashem, it's not so relevant nowadays in my experience because most of the instruments are very small. If there's dam, yes, then it becomes a shayla. If it's from a wound, the hardest shayla is a wound in the uterus. That's very difficult shayla because technically that's what dam nidus is a wound in the uterus. But I once discussed with Rabbi Stein a case I had of Bukhara, a wound in the uterus. But he said, don't be makel. Can't be makel. We don't know. We don't know where it's coming from. You can't know. Just sorry, he said, you got to be back. He was more experienced than I am. So I went with what he said. Never discussed with Rabbi Berkowitz, though. It's, you know, it's not a shaila. It's only a shaila of how do you know? A wound in the uterus is not dam nidus. If there's a cyst and a wound and there's blood from there, nobody says that you have to be machmer that any dam that comes out of the uterus is tameh. No, I don't want to give that impression. It's just, it's so hard to, because a lot of times, it's not really a wound. It's the uterus lining is very sensitive, and it bleeds when it's touched or poked. It's sensitive. It's very, very sensitive. So you don't really know it's a wound. I see now. I see when all the cervix wounds. I don't know. It sounds like an unusual occurrence in the poskim. And it's like totally meisim b'chol yom in my experience. And I'm not like totally meisim b'chol yom. And I guess it's the food they eat or something. Someone is either not exercising enough or I think exercising too much. I think there's too much horseback riding. I don't know what there is. It's like, really, it's scary. It's scary. I ask Alice at Rosen about it. She's not around for 2 weeks, by the way. I don't even know another one here. Does anybody know the name of another Boldekas? I don't even know another one. Does anybody know the name of another Boldekas or Ramat Bichanish? No? Really? I'm surprised. Because she's not going to be around for another 10 days.
Is Amy into it?
What?
Is Amy into it?
I don't know. Yeah, not every nurse does it. I'm not aware that she does. I'm asking who does. Okay, getting to Shivanakiyam. Hefsek Taira, just to understand conceptually, the Hefsek Taira is the most important badika. You're trying to change the chazaka from a cheskas, and it's halachically, you're changing her status from a cheskas roa to a cheskas she'ena roa. And so that you need to like establish it with a, so a woman has a wound sometimes, which allows you to make a tliya, but you'll have to have the bodekes make the hefsek taira, avoiding the wound, because you have to produce a clean bodika in terms of hefreshim from the uterus. So the bodekes does that. She avoids the wound. She sees the wound, she avoids it. And she says that the uterus hafrafas are clean. She makes the bedika. And you have to go back to for day one. Because the day one, I used to be totally machmer on day seven also. If a woman has a wound, so you, some will make her make a bedika every day. I don't see the point, because if it comes out with none, you're going to make the tliya anyway. I'm talking about if the bodekas made a report. They have a form they fill out, the bodekas. If it's midabdain, with a light touch, with a heavy touch, on its own, if it's common, if it happens a lot, if it only happens once in a while, under pressure, like a form she fills out for the Rav, describing exactly, you know, because the Rav has to decide, there's different times of the month when the tliya has to be more probable that it's the wound. Sometimes if it's possibly the wound, it's okay, you can make the tliya. Sometimes it has to be probably the wound. Me and Mrs. Rosen already have our code words. If it's not just probable and possible, we have like five words that we use for different. Anyway, but the Hefsek Taira has to be there, and the Yom Rishon, at least one, has to be there. I used to be machmir, I still am, on Yom Shvi'i also, which is major. But Rav David Dovitz told me that if, you know, in the suggestion of going to Mr. Rosenbaum and paying her or whatever, because there's a lot of pressure on Yom Shvi a lot of times. And, you know, you have to do it before Shkiyah, the Bedika. Rav David Davids told me that he, in a Shasat Chak, he told me he would be Mekel even to do without the Yom Shvi Bedika also. If, again, when there's a wound and there's going to be Dam anyway, and you need the Bodekas to avoid the wound, or maybe she can't even avoid the wound sometimes. I don't know.
How'd she do Hesetara?
What?
How'd she do Hesetara?
Yeah, I don't know. I come to think of it, I don't remember where that ever happened, that she couldn't. But I remember once it was a very difficult case, and it wasn't so easy. Maybe the Bodekas wasn't around. I don't remember. Rav David told me that he holds, in such cases, you could. Because the Iker Hadin is Hefzik Taira, and the Iker Hadin is Hefzik Taira, and one Bedika sometimes during the seven Akiyah. That's the Iker Hadin. We are Machmir, so do it on Yom Rishon. Yeah, do it Yom Rishon. And I used to think, and I still, that Yom Shvi is up there with Yom Rishon. This is like a Kiddush to me, a very big Kiddush, and it's only a real Shasat Chak. And he admitted it. You know, it's not on the same level as Yom Rishon. Rabbanim nowadays are very quick to dispense with two bedikas a day during Shiva Nikiyah. I think it has to do with the fact that the women's skin is very sensitive and it can make infections. I don't know. I see they're very makeup. We're making them two bedikas a day. Like at the drop of a hat, they'll say, okay, one bedika a day, one bedika a day, one, three, and seven, one, five, and seven. But, okay. Hesek Tara is absolutely imperative. You can't get away without that. That's and the bedika of Yom Rishon. Those two you must have.
Any differentiation between Hesek and the Moch?
Yeah, Moch is, if she didn't see Dam that day, a Moch is, she's supposed to do it, but it's not essential. It's not essential to do a moch. She's supposed to, but it's not essential. If she saw Dam that day, day five, we'll call it, then it's essential. It's too complicated to explain why. Then the moch is essential.
Can the moch count as a hefzikara?
Only if she puts it in a certain way. The woman knows. If she just sticks it in, no. She has to, like, turn it. She knows what to do. She has to put it in a certain way for it to count as the bedika of the hefzik.
So say she tries the bedika, hefzik, and it's no good, and then she sticks the moch in anyways?
Only if she put in the moch a certain way. I'm assuming the moch she put in before Shkia. Oh, she put in the moch before Shkia. Only if she has to put it in the way of a bedika. The women know what I'm talking about, you know. So, the moch can count as a hefzik if she put it in a certain way. Otherwise, it cannot. I see Rabbanim are very quick to dis. You're supposed to make two bedikas a day, each of the 7 days. I see that Rabbanim are very, especially in America. I called my Rabbi in America, he said, I only have to. No, a lot of them got this plaque from a rabbi in America, and they're like, it's 20 years, they're married 20 years already, and they're still doing like two bedikas during the Shiva Nikiyah. I go, come on, grow up. They're like, they're still, I'm not joking. You'd be, I was surprised. Like, they got a plaque at one point in their lives from Rome, you know, east of Farakaway. And they're still doing it 20 years later. Like, come on.
They weren't told different.
Yeah, like, yeah. But then she doesn't really have the problem anymore.
I understand, but.
Yeah, okay. They're all critical. The omission is absolutely critical, essential, and you have to do it. You're supposed to do, when they go to college classes, you're supposed to do two a day for each of the Shiva Nikiyah. That's what Chazal is talking about. Supposed to do things right. Maybe I'm thinking, I didn't mean to be flippant about it. I meant to say, Adarabba, that I see it's very easily dispensed with. Probably because of the other thing I mentioned, that women seem to have, they bleed, and the cervix bleeds, at the, you know, very easily. And then you have all sorts of problems. Can you be toilet? Can't you be toilet? Do you have to go to a bodega? It's like very difficult. It's not easy. So either they're eating the wrong food. I think they're exercising too much. Close down a couple of women's gym clubs. You solve the problem. I don't know. Maybe red dye number two. I don't know. Something. Something's in the food. Something's in something. It's like maybe they go swimming out too much. I don't know. Or too little. I don't know. I mean, we're physically much weaker than they used to be. That's it. That's the modern conveniences. Take away the dishwashers. Take away the dishwashers. Take away the vacuum cleaners. Let them work. I mean, they used to let them salt meat again. Yeah. Okay. It's a Hefsek Taira. Yeah, you have to wash before the Hefsek Taira, but you're supposed to wait around 10 minutes, 15 minutes, 12 minutes after she washes to do the Hefsek Taira. You're not supposed to do it right away. If you do it right away, but the evidence, okay. But you're not supposed to. You're supposed to wait. And during Shiva Nakia, they can bathe or take a shower, but they can't do an internal cleaning. That defeats the purpose of the Shiva, of the Badikas of the Shiva Nakia. I tell women, on day five, it's not ideal, but do the Badika first thing in the morning, the Hefsek. You'll do it again later if you remember. Women go to work. Tired, and they forget, or they don't have an opportunity, or they don't have a bedikah cloth with them. So day five in the morning, make your bedikah right away. Because you have it. I'm talking about the hefsek. Make the hefsek the first thing. Make the hefsek the first thing in the morning. And this way, at least in the event, if you forget, or you don't have an opportunity, or you don't have time, so at least you make you have the hefsek. But otherwise, it start with the, you know, then it starts pushing things off. Okay. Okay, I started looking over about Chatzitza and Tevilah, but then I stopped. Let him ask if I was. I bought this book, OCD Women. I put it on Amazon. It is. It's OCD Women in the Mikveh. It tells you it's dealing with OCD without pills. Even if you don't, I know which women in the shul have women for OCD. Sometimes they're OCD after they went to Vila already. Sometimes when they're preparing for the Mikveh, and sometimes between the preparation and going to the Mikveh. And it can be a problem. And I was very excited to see this book. And it's a model. It just came out. I bought it on Amazon. I don't know if it's in the stores. And it's very, very. If someone has a wife, or we have to start saying, or a daughter, don't talk to your daughter more about these things. If you have a daughter, or a wife that exhibits signs of anxiety in preparing for the mikvah, this is an excellent, excellent book, and it has exercises and workshops, and it really is good for OCD, everything, but it's focusing on preparing for the mikvah. And it is a chart of here, how long should your fingernails take? It should take 3 to 5 minutes. So here's my goal, my actual time. Remove makeup, should take 3 to 8 minutes. Eyes and eyebrows, 2 minutes. Nose, a half a minute. People who are OCD need this. They can spend a half hour. It really should take 1 minute. That's how you do it. This is like, it's a good and it gives you, it's also to prevent OCD. When you're at the edges of anxiety, this book calms you down. Very, very good. It talks about Ein L'Dabar Sof. It talks about the Mishnah Pesachim. It says, you know, there's such a thing as Ein L'Dabar Sof. So you stop already. Because Ein L'Dabar Sof, you're just driving yourself crazy. I know David Ryan, my friend, he, if it's real OCD, if it's diagnosed, he just gives, I don't know, I think antidepressant pills work. I don't know, some kind of pills work. I don't want to say the wrong thing. It's like a pill for something else. He's a big pill doctor. He believes very strongly in medicines. So my wife doesn't like him. She says, ah, he right away pills. He says, look, they work. What are you, they work. Okay. Okay.
Next week.